Okay, we're in Drosha Saran, continuing the Drosha Sheni in the Mosad Rav Kook versions. We're on page Dalad. So we were talking about last week how Yaakov took the Bechorah from Esav because the Bechorah possibly didn't even involve the normal Pishnayim we have today, but in those days it was possibly just being the one who's the main continuer of the father, the one who gets more kavod, that the younger brother honors the older brother. And the reason the Bechor normally gets that is because the Bechor is supposed to be most like the father, and since Yaakov was most like Yitzchak, especially since he was helping his father who was mourning for Avram, and Esav was out there playing in the fields, and he knew that Yaakov would take over his place, so that's why Yaakov got him to sell the Bechorah. And so Esav was happy with the sale at the time, and Yaakov even made him swear about it to be strengthened the sale. And now we're at the top of page Dalad, Pei Dalad, where the Ran continues. V'siper, and the Pasuk tells us, Yaakov nasan halechem b'hanazid la'isav b'samach b'nafsho. Yaakov gave the bread and the lentils to Esav, and Esav was very happy b'mashem ilekresu, and that which he filled his stomach. V'biza b'chora, and he disgraced the b'chora. Kamach lechto, even after Esav leaves, lonichim al sechloso v'ra'aso, he didn't feel bad or regret his foolishness and his evil. Lamer Ma'asisi, to say, oh no, what I do, I sold the Bechorah. He didn't feel bad after he got back to himself and finished eating of Hu Omro, and that's what the Pasuk says. Vayochel vayesht, vayokam vayelach, vayibes Esav es HaBechorah. He ate, he drank, he got up, he left, and then he was disgraceful to the Bechorah. Means even after he left, he was still wasn't interested in the Bechorah and happy about the sale. Kolomer gamachari lechto, even after he left, and he had fed himself, he still was happy about the sale. That's why we don't find Esav complaining about the selling of the Bechorah at all, until the time for the Bracha comes along. The actual sale of the Bechorah he had no problem with. It's just when it came time to give Brachas, then he woke up. Uh-oh, what'd I do? That Esav says, he took my Bechorah and now he took my Bracha. That was really what was bothering him, the Bracha. So when he had a problem that bothered him, he had a taina on Yaakov that bothered him, Gilgal HaKol, then he says, oh, and he took my Bechorah too. But really what was bothering him was the Bracha. Metzuref, besides that, Sha'az, it is then Hikir Sha'akesher Asher Yitzchak Im Toldosav, that Esav realized that the connection that Yitzchak has with his children is Dover Rav HaErech Mod, it's a very chashuv thing. Kimivaracha of Yirshu Aretz, because those who Yitzchak would bless would inherit the earth, ultimately the whole earth, would be in the one in charge. And that's why he's upset about the Bechorah. Mitzuref, furthermore, and this is very interesting, Kibe'esahi, when Yitzchak was giving out the brachos, Hayah ben Shishim Shana Yoser, so Esav was 60 plus. Mekasher Bazi Leha, but when Esav was Mavaza, was disgraceful to Bechorah when he sold the Bechorah, Hayah Na'ar Chaser Leiv ben Chamesh Esrei Shana, at that point, when he sold the Bechorah, he was only 15 years old. Because if you remember, Yitzchak gave birth to Yaakov and Esav when he was 60, and Avram was 100 when he gave birth to Yitzchak. So that's 160 full years, and Avram died at 175. That means at the time when Avram died, which is when the Bechorah was sold, both Yaakov and Esav were only 15 years old. So he was a teenager. What do you know? And that's why he was disgraceful to it and sold it for just a bunch of lentils. Oh, because of Malay, lo nispar shakosuf kedivri omrikin. Or possibly, if you want to hold it, really, as the Ran mentioned before, maybe Yaakov sold the Bechorah for a ton of money, just the Pasuk didn't tell you to you about it, and he mentioned the lentils, but that wasn't what the sale was about. Maybe really the sale was for some large amount of money that wasn't mentioned, but either way, he was a teenager. We call Malcolm Echshayi Ha'inyan Ba'ala Seder, but bottom line is, he was a gadol, and this is the way it's explained. Yaakov asa royal aderach shiprashi, and Yaakov did what was proper, because Yaakov was the one who should be the bechorah, so the wholesale, everything of it was proper. Vim calls that, but still, ain safek, there's no doubt, shakasher heshiv Esav inyan alibo, when Esav had a chance to think about this story that happened, v'sara me'alav ruach evuvim asher biaso, and he had this spirit of confusion or whatever that would take hold of him when he was more calm and he was more lucid in his thoughts. Sotam es Yaakov, as he held a grudge against Yaakov about this. Ki kamosha hutpu ha'achem al inyanim min nagdim mamshichim miyata esos verovasina. Since, as the Ran has mentioned many times already, that Yaakov and Esav were born with opposite natures in ways that they're naturally going to be not get along. So to their actions, even though Yaakov, he explained, did the right thing, and the sale was a sale, and everybody was happy at the time, their actions still led to things that would make one really angry at the other, or jealous of the other. So even though Yaakov did nothing wrong, Yaakov did what was absolutely proper, his ways and actions with Esav, that what happened between those two is the sort of thing that even someone who never gets upset and is a very calm person, almost like a dead person, even he would get a little angry about this. It's another way dead people would be upset. It means it's something that we understand, it's something that would get someone angry. Afki margas eretz ke'esav. Certainly, someone who's a hot-tempered lunatic, or whatever, let's call him, I forget that word, but it's a hot-tempered person, certainly Esav will get angry. Ubefrat, davar inyan abachorish Yaakov biteo ve'yeft. Certainly, especially with the inyan of the bechora, that Yaakov got him to sell it, and he sold it. Mikol makom kvar hiskim bo midaito. Still, he agreed to it. L'tzunosav l'nafsho v'chamaso l'atzmo. And Esav's only complaint can be about himself, that he agreed to something stupid. Al dvar habracha makni yoser mode, but on the bracha he's really upset. Miyuchals Esav, who can handle it? Shachari asher Esav kibel his barach mipi aviv asher oreyu bezeh, since Esav is hoping to get a bracha from his father, which the Ran kind of throws in parenthetically, which, by the way, it's not like Esav asked for a bracha. Yitzchak is the one who said, hey, I want to bless you, Esav. So he's trying to, like, play it down a little bit. It's not Loshin is Orer Hu, the Ran continues, Loshin is Orer Hu Ba'atzmo. It's not like Esav said, oh, I need a bracha, daddy. It's Yitzchak said, oh, I want to give you a bracha. But okay, but at that point, then Esav becomes upset. So, Ba Yaakov Lakach Bricha. So then, and then he realizes Yaakov took his bracha. Zed Dover Maknim Od L'Shaleach Medonim Be'inachim. This is something that definitely causes ill will between brothers. So you see an interesting thing here from the Ran, that there's you could be doing everything that's right, and, you know, it can still cause problems. You know, you did the right thing, but still people hate your guts. And that's just the way it was, and Hashem set it up that way because he wanted them to not, the whole setup was so that they should not be not getting along. Okay, Imsha Inyan Zar Ba'atzmo Tzarech Yishuv. Now the Ran is going to talk about the brachos that Yitzchak gave, digress into that story, the story of the Yitzchak giving the brachos. So this Indian of the brachos that he just mentioned, that's a strange thing in and of itself. There's only one of two possibilities to explain what Yitzchak was doing when he was giving the brachos. Im shlohaisa birchas Yitzchak ki im bidmus nevuah pshuta. One possibility is that Yitzchak was having a nevuah. This was not like a choice or anything like that, but Yitzchak was simply going to have nevuah as to what would happen to the brothers in the future. Magedah says, "Asher yikre labanim ha'ila b'achris yamim," telling them what the future would hold for them in the end of days. Lo shetiyah and yit nefesh Yitzchak note klal lechem shnei abanim. Not that Yitzchak was choosing who he feels more close to. Rotzu b'takanoso, who he wants to fix up, and mispalel alav, and he wants to daven for him. So not that way, rather the first way. Perhaps that this was a plain nevuah of Yitzchak. Lazeh aderech lo yiyah davar hamatamim. And if that's the case, that this is purely nevuah, not Yitzchak choosing to bless anyone, but just he knew this was time for him to have the nevuah, so then asking for the matamim, that he asked, go bring me some food, good food, so the reason asking for that is, therefore, is not kedesh tisachid nefesh Yitzchak ba'abas habein, ha'mechen v'tiskonin l'hispalel al pu'laso. It's not, if you're saying it's just a nevuah, then when Yitzchak asked for the food, it was not so that he should become close to the person who brought him the food, and the tefillah would be better and more stronger and more connected. Aval, if you're saying it rather than it's nevuah, it's kedei shetuchan nefshash Yitzchak l'isachid bo at shetagid asidosav. It's more that Yitzchak should be connected to the person that he could tell him his future. Not that he would feel closer to him and daven for him, but that he would feel more connected to him so that he could say the future about that person. Al derech, similar to Masha'ana Hana'ar L'Shol, what the Na'ar said to Shol of Omar, Hine nimta biyadi reva shekel kesef. The Nara told Shaul, here I have some money on me. V'nasati lisha elokim v'higid lanu astarchinu. And I'll give it to the Navi, and he'll tell us what the future holds. So, similar to that, Rekamosh Amar Yeravam Levishto, and similar to what Yeravam told his wife, V'lakacht biyadeich asera Asara lechem v'nekudim u'bak b'ktvash l'bosa ilav hu yagid l'cha l'ach ma'yiel anar. Or like Yeravam told his wife, you want to go to the Navi? Go to the Navi here, take some food and some honey and give it to the Navi, and then he'll be able to tell you what will happen in the future. So it seems that when you go to a Navi to ask what's going to be with me, you have to bring him a gift, it seems. V'chalila she'yeh z'schar navi minevoso, chas v'shalom, to say that you're paying off the Navi and he gets paid to give you a nevuah, that's not the pshat. Abal ma'ashach sheveu bohu, that which the Ran says, that which I think the pshat is in all those gifts that you have to give to a Navi, ki ka'asher lo sovu haruach meisa elokim le'navi mi'atzma, it's not that Nevi'im just have this nevuah whenever they want. Abal yistarich ha'navi l'chazer achareah, even a Navi has to try to get nevuah. He doesn't just have it when he wants, not Moshe Rabbeinu. A regular Navi has to try to get himself so that he gets nevuah. So it only happens when he needs to get rid of all kinds of, any kind of physicality from him. So this whole bit is a little hard to understand, but we'll read it. Again, he says, Yitztarech ha'navi, Nevi'im have to go after nevuah. You'll only get it when you remove all physicality from yourself, so that the soul can become close to Hashem. So you have to be totally not physical. And your body, you do have a physical body, it's not going to go along with that. Let's say not eating, drinking, I don't know exactly what was involved, but getting rid of all worldly things from yourself. When you're fighting with your Yetzihara, or in this case your body, but whatever it is, when you're fighting with that, you're not going to get the proper level of hisbodudus that you need when you're busy fighting your body. This is the part that's a little difficult to me. So therefore, you need to have something to assuage the physical part of yourself. You need something, throw it a bone. So you need something physical to give to your body so that you're not, so you're able to concentrate. Kadesh Yaskin Bizbodidus Vyasar Hamayiks. So that you can fully concentrate when you're being alone, trying to connect to God, and the fact that your part of you is rebelling, it won't rebel anymore because you know you're going to give it some food. So that's the idea, that people have to give the Navi food so that he has something, or money, I guess, so that he has something that he can say, look, I'm not totally giving up physicality, this person is giving me food or money. I'm not exactly sure how, if you're supposed to be removed from physicality, so I guess throwing it a bone doesn't take away from your connection to spirituality. Either way, once this person gives it to you, so then you're able to reach the levels of nevuah, and I guess since it came from this person, you connect to this person, and you're able to find nevuah about them. That's what Chazal say, al tenu shochet l'samoel, give bribery to the Malach Samoel, who is either the Yetzer Hara or the Malach of the Umas Olam, that refers to on Yom Kippur. So we have a Sir Lashem, we have a goat Lashem, and a Sir Lazazel, the one that we throw off a cliff. That one we throw off a cliff is, the Ramban Chumash explains, is to give this bribery to Samoel, which you can look in the Ramban and Chumash about that in Vayikra. It's Perek Tazayin Pasuk Ches, that the whole Sarila Azazel is kind of like a carbon to the, not exactly like, but it's kind of like a carbon to the Malach Samoel, to the, you know, it's out in the desert and gets killed. So it's that he should get his thing and he won't get in the way of Klal Yisrael. So we're as if giving him a carbon, which obviously sounds a whole lot like Avodah Zarah. But the Ramban goes on to explain it. No, you're really offering a carbon to Hashem, which Hashem says throw in the off the cliff. Like someone who you offer food to a king at his table, the king says give it to that guy. Something like that. Either way, you could look it up there. But that's the idea of give shochet to the Samael. So you have to, there's an idea always of throwing the Yetzer Hara a bone. And it seems that the Nevi'im, you would always do this. At Shomer Amatzi al Amos, Chose lecha, barach lecha, el Eretz Yehuda, v'achol sham lechem, v'sham tinavei. That he tells him, go to Eretz Yehuda, eat bread, and have nevuah. Which sounds obviously very little silly. Go to Yehuda, eat some bread, and have nevuah. What do you need to tell me the eating bread business? Kalomar, what it means to say is, sham tikach daronos leis nabe. There you should get gifts to get nevuah on those people. Zem matzu makom mishikreim nevi'ah shekher. And through this, even though this is the way for nevuah, obviously the fakers will love this part. When they fake nevuah, they can ask for money. So lezem matzu makom mishikreim nevi'ah shekher chohayu lokim mifarhesis char nevuasim. That's why the nevi'ah shekher would always take a hefty sum to have nevuah. Kamosh amar akosev, Lo ish holich ruach v'sheker kazev atif lecha liyayin l'sheker v'hayim atif ha'am hazeh. That they would take all these donations of food and beer and whatever to pretend to have nevuah. V'lo lo hayu noagim kein nevi'ah emes. And if the real nevi'im never did that, k'var hayim esparsim pachsus v'shikrus nevi'ah sheker, then they would be become obvious that these, the ones who asked for money, were obviously the fakers. But the point is that even the true ones needed it. So that's why the fakers were able to get away with it. And let's leave this alone, because this is not the right place to discuss this. I just wanted to explain it a little bit, this Indian, since it's a little, seems unsurprising. So that's the explanation of it. The Navi needs it to have the Nevuah. Okay, so that his Nevuah can be better and connect to that person. Mikol makom. Nisbar shederach hanaviim lakachas arucha ma kishirtu lizbodeid ba'agadas asid ma. Either way, you learn from here that Nevi'im always get some kind of food when they need to have their hisbodedus, their alone time to connect to God, to tell you the future. Im shlotia lehem natia b'echad mechalka asidahu. Even if they do, even with not having any desire or input as to what's going to be in the future, im latovim lamotiv, whether they're going to give a nevuah that something good will happen, something bad will happen. It has nothing to do with that. It's just so that they can have the nevuah to start with. And if, like this whole tzad is going, that Yitzchak's nevuah was, Yitzchak's brachos were pure nevuah, just to tell the future, without knowing what he's going to say, is he going to say something good's going to happen or something bad? So you dvar hamatamim al zedarch. If that's the case, then the matamim, the food that he asked Esav to bring, it was for that reason only. Vim tirtze tachlet ha'inyan v'tomer. And if you want, you can say she haya sameach Yitzchak. You could say it was to make Yitzchak happy. Which I imagine most people are thinking when you first heard this, when you read it in the Chumash, why he had to bring in matamim is because, I think even Rashi says it there, because a person can't have nevuah unless they're happy. So he needed food to get him in the right mood. You want to say that way, you want to say his way, either way, this way is to say that Yitzchak was not davening for his son, whoever the son would be, Esav, Yaakov, wasn't davening for them. Ela derech magid asidus. He was just purely having a nevuah about the future. Yitzchak's chus, his davening, would not help us at all. That is one of the two options. Second possibility is ki b'schus Yitzchak b'birchaso asher he murkevis mitzvila v'hagavdas asidos. The second possibility is that with the schus of Yitzchak and his bracha, I'm sorry, with the schus of Yitzchak and with the bracha that is a mix of Yitzchak's tfilos and nevuah together, nizbarech ha-mizbarech ala derech asher b'chu. So then the person will get blessed based on the way Yitzchak was blessing him. So the second way is to say that Yitzchak had some input in this nevuah, that mixed in with this nevuah was Yitzchak's schus and davening that the nevuah should, that the person should have good. Now, kolechan mi'apanim kushya chazaka. either one of those two options, I have a very strong kasha. Kim lo haisa brachasar kima hagadas asa levad, if Yitzchak's bracha was just purely to tell the future, lama yira zel rivka at shahim tzia kolzosa tachbula metia kila b'neim v'rabba mistema. If it was just nevu about what the future would hold, there was no brach involved, so then Yitzchak should have gotten it right, no matter who was there. And why did Rivka go through this whole process that, you know, Yaakov trying to, this whole trick with the skin he put on his arm? Who needed all that? It was just nevu about the future, so it's a nevu about the future. V'lamel, and it made such fight, such hatred between Yaakov and Esav. V'lamel o'tichsav gamhila das asin b'chalechen mi'abanam. She should also want to know what the future is with her children. At shepshat aksuvim more bebir ki mitzad b'chaso yinchalo hatov hanichla ba kulu o'rubo k'moshe yitzanabo f'anashendi. The psukim almost sound clear like that, that this was not just a nevuah about what would happen to that person. There was some input here of Yitzchak, of someone getting something better. Yitzchak's input was involved. Okay. Amnam gam kein alav savik chazak. So even if you're going to say, like, the second way must be true, that it can't be that it's just a pure nevuah, because then it's just a nevuah and there was no need to try to trick Yitzchak as to who he was blessing, because nevuah would work either way. So it must be that it had to do with because Yitzchak was also davening for the person and had input there, that the person that he thought was the bechorah should get the bechorah. So still, amnam gam kein alav savik chazak, there's still a big question, even if you say like that, v'hu, shim zacham izbarach b'chal davar habracha obe mektsasa b'schus Yitzchak v'tfilah. So if the one who got the bracha gets the whole bracha or part of the bracha because of Yitzchak's input, because of Yitzchak's tefillah, how could it be that Yaakov would get the full power of the bracha, would get the bracha of Yitzchak, when Yitzchak didn't mean to bless Yaakov? If it came from Yitzchak's davening to Hashem to help out who he thought was Esav, how is it going to be that just because Yaakov was sitting there, he would get it? Even if you're going to say, okay, well, Hashem never would have let Yitzchak, Hashem wouldn't have listened to Yitzchak's tefillah to make Esav in charge. Okay, even if you would accept that couldn't happen. How could it be that, okay, so you can't say that Hashem would allow the bracha to be chal, the tefillah to be chal, that Esav should be in charge. Okay, but the fact that Hashem should just accept the tefillah at all to do the opposite, that Yaakov should be in charge, how could that be? If it's true that Yaakov didn't get that bracha, only because of tefillah Yitzchak, if the only way that Yaakov got at least a portion of the bracha is because of Yitzchak's tefillah, so how could it be that it would be mekubal about the person that Yitzchak wasn't davening about? How could it be that his tefillah will make him upset? He davened for one thing to have the opposite happen because of his davening, and that his tefillah will be returned to him. And that it should be with so that he knew the bracha would be so true, mekubal, so accepted by Hashem. Until Yitzchak said, when he felt bad about Esav, gam baruch yia, that there's nothing I can do about it. He's going to be fully blessed. After it came out of my mouth, I can't take it back. Either one of these two options, whether Yitzchak was involved, is hard to understand. If Yitzchak wasn't involved, it was hard to understand. So he's right now has left it as a kasha. He doesn't understand how could it be that the story of the brachas, if it was just the nevuah, so then whoever was there shouldn't have been relevant, because the nevuah should have been worked either way, and Rivka shouldn't have had to make all those tricks. And if it wasn't just pure nevuah, it was Yitzchak davening for the person, then how could it be that Hashem would accept his tefillah not with what he intended? So, Amir Hashem, next week we will continue with the answer.